Today, I come bearing gifts. Welcome in, everybody. If this is your first time ever tuning into this podcast, welcome. I am happy to have you. This is the Worthy and Favorite Podcast with Desiree Stapleton. And for those of you that do not know me, you haven't heard a podcast before or seen any of my lives, I am a author. I am a full-time CEO, owner, and founder of two companies. I am a consultant, and I specialize in goal fulfillment strategy. Now, today, I come bearing gifts. Okay? I have two pieces of advice for you. I hope you had time to wind down today. I hope you are in a quiet place where you are really able to receive. Because I did not come to play. All right, friend, let's dive in. So, here's what I want. Take time to study yourself. Find your patterns. Learn what triggers you. Discover what brings you happiness and what brings you peace. Take time to be to yourself. To be with yourself, for yourself, no one else. Take your hats off every once in a while. And when you do, your own voice becomes louder and clearer. Okay? The next piece of advice I have for you. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your mind because it's processed things. Be gentle with your eyes because they've seen things. Be gentle with your ears because they've heard things. Be gentle with your hands. They've fought things. Be gentle with your legs. They run from things. Be gentle with your feet. They've stood for things. Be gentle with your body. Be gentle with your heart. They've weathered storms and they work around the clock. Your back, chest, and shoulders have carried weights. Take it easy on them. Take it easy on them. Grant yourself some mother freaking grace. Okay? Grant yourself some grace. It is a miracle that we have our sanity intact for the most part. It is a freaking miracle. Can you sit and take that in for a moment? The fact that you have your senses, the fact that you're breathing, the fact that you're capable. I think we take a lot of things for granted because we're used to having them. And it's not until we don't have them anymore that we realize how important those things are. And I would rather us recognize sooner than later all the blessings that we have. So, my word of advice for you today is to treat yourself with some grace. Be gentle with yourself and spend time with yourself. Take off the hats and serve yourself for a moment. Just as hard as you serve everyone else, serve yourself for just a moment. Talk to yourself nicely. treat yourself nicely. Treat yourself with some dignity. Treat yourself with some respect. Don't be talking crazy about yourself to yourself, because that is not okay. If you would not want anyone else saying it about you, don't you say it about you, okay? I didn't come to turn up on you today, but I'm just saying, watch how you talk to my friend. I hope you guys are doing great. That's all I had to say for today, because there are a lot of you that I am noticing that talk crazy about yourselves. You made a mistake on something and now you're calling yourself stupid. You love the wrong person and now you're calling yourself naive. You were too eager to help in a certain situation that ended up backfiring, and now you feel like you were too loving. No. That's not what that means. Not necessarily. So, I had to come here today to set the record straight and to remind you that your body has been through a lot. It has been through days upon days upon years of stuff. And it is still standing or sitting. It still exists. How about that? It still exists and it has not given up on you yet. So, please do yourself a favor and be more loving to yourself. The same love that you give to your favorite sports team, or to your favorite singer, or to your favorite whatever, give that same love to yourself. I'm done. I'm hopping off my soapbox, okay? I'm hopping off my soapbox. If you want to continue this conversation, you already know where to go. Go to DesireeStapleton.com. Right there on the homepage, you are going to see our worthy and favorite community. Sign up and get up in that thing, because that is where we go to finish our conversations. That is where we go to get built up, to have communion, to have fellowship, to have accountability partners. That is our safe space. And if you are not part of it, you need to gather up your life. Gather it and go put it in the worthy and favorite community. I do want to hear from you guys. If you are not able to do the Worthy and Favorite Community, then on Facebook and Instagram, my handle is @DesireeSStapleton. Come find me. Send me a message. I would love to hear from you. I would love to know your story. And you are not alone in this thing. You are not. Don't be out here needlessly struggling. Okay, I am throwing you a lifesaver. I'm throwing you one. I'm practically throwing it out your head. Take it. Take it. I will see you guys in the next episode. I am so grateful for you. I hope you are having an amazing day. Okay. Talk to you over in the Worthy and Favorite community. Love you.